give it our love. You say that money, half our love in this world. Get your half dollar coke in 19-year-old girl. Big long limousine on a hot September night. Now that may not be love. It's all right. Trying to get some more. got something to get up for, but I ain't about to. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna change. It is so hard living without you. wife named Mary that she called Marie. Lived in a three-room house with a pepper tree. I worked all day in the factory. That's all right with me. Got a big black dog, his name is Dan. In my backyard in Birmingham. The meanest dog in Alabama. Get him, baby. Across this entire land, there ain't no place like Birmingham. Summation, and they would list the 100 great authors, the 100 great scientists, world leaders, if they could get to 100, and musicians, because I remembered they'd done that in the century before. And I thought about what passes for my life, and I realized I'd done nothing since I was 16 years old but write songs in an attempt to make money from them. Sometimes unsuccessfully, in fact, most of the time. But it's not a particularly noble pursuit, maybe, when I thought of it. I got a yellow
little pad and I put my name on one side and I picked a composer at random on the other side. I picked Shostakovich, for instance. It's an unfortunate one to pick, probably, but I realized he'd written 15 symphonies and 15 string quartets, all of them pretty good, at least, and worked under Stalin under great pressure. I've met people like Stalin in the movie business. I have to admit there's nothing comparable. And I just went through the S's after that, Stravinsky, Steve Miller, the C's, and I realized that, you know, I'd be to the bottom of any list. So I wanted to do something that might elevate me into the top 10,000 or so. So I began a song cycle in the manner of Schubert. The funny thing about me and Schubert, actually, I think every once in a while, I think the fact that he lived to be 31, I've lived twice as long as he has been, kind of amuses me. You talk about unfair. In any case, I began the song cycle. I didn't complete it because I didn't get in the top 10,000. But it's called The Girls in My Life, Part 1. This is a chord that Schubert didn't know, and if he knew it, he wouldn't have used it. There's a little girl. She's 5'2". When I was there with my parents, oh my, had a real nice conversation. Met a girl, bakery. She wanted to borrow my car from me. I said, take it, baby. She took it down to Mexico. Ran over a man named Juan. Then I went to college. Met a college girl. She lived in a sorority house across from school. Got a real fine education. Had 7 women on my mind. Now I'm married. I have a very lovely wife. Oh, cute little boy. So nice. That's the Catholic story. The girl's in my life. And that's the most honest thing I'll say. Oh my, it's not. Talk about master of psychic war. We're in a, incidentally to this, we're in a restaurant, I don't know, 6 months ago maybe, and I like to sit with my, you know, my back to the crowd more or less. And I'm sitting in that chair, and she stands next to me and says, I'm sitting in this chair, but not that nice, you know. Let me sit here. And her mother says, you know, Alice, please, let Dad like to sit there. And she says, why? I want to sit there, but not as nice as that. And she looks around her, and she says, you're not that famous. In any case, I tell you that because with the two oldest boys, who are older than these pants, by the schools they went to were, you know, primitive. They were just sort of trying out different styles. You know, they'd take you to a park and rap about their, you know, husband and wife team in one of these schools. In any case, it was basic, very basic. With the last two children, the school they went to, the orientation they had, which used to be just walk around mud hut or something, was so fantastic that I wanted to write about it, but so as not to waste the song and waste your time on something so trivial, I include within the song the reasons for the failure of Marxism. I know. It's this type of thing that the record company should have made a hit of. Marx was a boy, took a hard look around. He saw people starving all over the place, while others were feeding the town. Public-spirited boy became a public-spirited man. So he worked very hard and he read everything until he came up with a plan. There'd be no exploitation, the worker always can. No discrimination, cause the color of your skin. No more private property would not be allowed. No one could rise too high, no one could sink too low. Or no wonder completely like some we all know. If Marx were living today, he'd be rolling around in his grave. If I had him in my mansion on the hill, I'd tell him a story to give the heart a chill. If something had happened to me, I'd say, Carl, I recently stumbled into a new family. Two little children in school, where all little children should be. I went to the orientation. All the young mommies were there. God, you've never seen such a glorious sight as these beautiful women arrayed for the night. Just like countesses, empresses, movie stars, and queens. And they'd come there with men much like me. Gorgeous men. Unpleasant to see. Were you to kiss one girl, marry a prince, would there be? See, Carl, the world isn't fair. It isn't and never will be. You tried out your planet for misery instead. You see now they wouldn't be glad you were dead. It's like, I'm glad I'm living in a land of the free. Where the rich just get richer, and the poor you don't ever have to see. Press us, Carl. Because we care that the world still isn't fair. Down my face. the call was dying. Y'all know I'm not a religious man, but I send a prayer off just in case. You never know. No one belongs to me, man. I've reason to believe my prayer has been heard in a very special place. This is what happened. I heard this sound. Street lit up. Thank you. Another love song. It's sort of a diseased love song, but a He's dead, he's dead, he's dead. And then I say, but I don't know. Lord, tell me so. Lord, tell me. And make that real mean rock and roll squirrel face, you know. Really, really like that. All right, here we go. I've nothing left to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. 30 years upon the stage, and I hear the people say, why won't he go away? I pass the houses of the dead. They call me to join that group, but I stand on the audience dead. Too old. Africa's far too hot. Canada's too cold. gonna change the week. We're at an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too.
On a marble step.
trying to find the ocean. Looking everywhere. Hard times in the city. In a hard time by the sea. There ain't nowhere to run to. There ain't nothing here for free. Look on the corner. Waiting for a train. Just lying on the sidewalk. Sleeping in the rain. And I hide the face. And I hide the eyes. And I don't know why. Just a few words in defense of our country. This time at the top could be coming to an end. Now we don't want your love. Respect at this point is pretty much out of the question. Times like these, we shall be just a friend. No introduction. King Leopold the Thousand. that's right. Everyone thinks he's so great. Well, he owned the Congo. He tore it up. He took the diamonds. He took the silver. He took the gold. You know what he left him with? Malaria. The president once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now we're supposed to be a great, patriotic, color-coded. What we're supposed to be afraid of? Why being afraid? That's what terror means, doesn't it? That's what it used to mean. Pisses me off a little that this Supreme Court can outlive me. A couple young Italian fellas and a brother on the court now, too. But I defy you to find me anywhere in the world two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore either. The end of an empire. Merci, please. This empire's ending. Like all the rest. Like the Spanish Armada. Shift on the sea. We drift in the land of the brave, in the home of the free. Goodbye. 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 Thank you. years ago now, I did Toy Story 1, music for it. And I'm going to play it. So I'm most of you are adults, I assume, even though it's early. I'm still going strong at 8 o'clock. I'll give you a brief synopsis of the story. It's, of course, a cartoon, it's an animated picture. People at Pixar were a little angry at me when I didn't realize it was animated, you know, the first few times I saw it. But I was concentrating on music and it was kind of realistic. They wondered where I was coming from. In fact, they said exactly that. Where are you coming from, girlfriend? Things like that, they talk like that. Anyway, the picture opens with a song. And then, well, something happened that surprised me. I saw it in a preview. And all of a sudden, on the screen, people started talking under the song, and they dipped the level real low, and there were laughs out in the audience and stuff. And I was sitting there, and I said, this little kid next to me was laughing and you know, enjoying the picture, I guess. And I almost elbowed him, because I couldn't hear it. Yeah, on the song. My wife stopped me. So anyway, it's about this cowboy and this little boy who's got a like a strange fixation on the cowboy. I mean, the cowboy's got the name of the kid on his shoe. Come on. But they didn't stop. They didn't tell me why. So as I said, it opens with a song. Next thing that happens is the kid has a birthday, it's Christmas or something, and he gets a spaceman doll who immediately supersedes the cowboy in importance. The cowboy's like left aside, and I wrote this kind of sensitive, oh, what am I going to do thing for the cowboy. The next 20, 25 minutes or so, I didn't see because there's no music. And when we come back, the spaceman, weeping and giving terrible news, he's wearing a woman's hat and a dress, I think. So I naturally thought that maybe he told me he was gay, big deal. I thought it was odd for a kid's movie, maybe, but maybe not. But they said, no, that isn't it. They told him that he couldn't really fly. He thought he could fly. You know. So anyway, he jumps off a banister and drops for about 3 minutes, 22 seconds, which I had to write. One of the hardest things anyone in show business ever had to do. It really was almost like having a job or something. In any case, toward the end, they're flying through the air toward the end of the picture against the sky. So I wrote something like, you know, for like 100 guys, but and one like Bruckner or Mahler would run, but shittier because I don't have that kind of talent. But I did it anyway. And they fly across the sky, they plop down into this car, it's Christmas again and the movie's over. I just wanted to give you that kind of background. The name of the song is You Got a Friend in Me. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. I'll tell you all about it. Was a fool with my money, and I lost everything. The sun stopped shining, it rained all the time. It set me back some, but I made it through. But I'll never get over. Do you know how much you mean to me? Should've told you, 'cause it's true. I'd get over losing anything, but I'll never lose you. When you're young and there's time, you forget the past. You don't think that you will, but you do. But I know now I don't have time enough, and I'll never get over it. I've been cold, I've been hungry, not for a while. I guess most of my dreams have come true. With all here around me, no peace do I find. I'll never get over losing you. No, I'll never get over losing you. Songs are not autobiographical, or I'd be in an institution. But this one is. There's a few lines in it, but not many. Thank you.
Christ, they want to be Gentiles too. Who wouldn't die on there, wouldn't you? American Christian, goddamn. Oh, it's the right. Out of New Orleans. Across the state of Texas, the land of dreams. To a place and a family in the name of Jesus. Anyway, this is another song about the South, about this flood, 1927. What has happened down here? The wind has changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it starts to rain. Rain real hard and rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. Yeah, they have busted through. They're down the black of mine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down on a railroad train. A little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man in his shame. River has done this poor crack of land. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. 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 Sort of reformed in his later years. They said it's hard for any Southerner to live through
that and not be effective. But anyway, so let's get in that. But in those days, he was a horrible segregationist and public and vocal. And they bring him on the show. He's from New York, I assume. And the audience starts screaming, yelling. Why? Like, they all had black friends themselves. And he started yelling at us. And they don't let him speak. If they let him speak, he'd have made a fool out of himself. I mean, he enjoyed it. He didn't get it. It's out. It's a different country. It still is. And so they didn't let him speak. And they're yelling and screaming. And I thought that were I a citizen of Georgia, I'd be offended a little bit, irrespective that I didn't believe the thing he believed in. So I wrote this song in the guise of a native Georgian, and called Redneck. Now I saw that thematics on a TV show. Some smart ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at less thematics. Audience left less thematics too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's all cool. If they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I put some paper along. And that's where I made this song. We talk real funny down here. We drink too much and we laugh too loud. Too dumb to make it in no northern town. We keep it in the air to find. We got no neck for man from Texas. Good old boys from Tennessee. College men from LSU. Women dumb come out dumb too. Hustling around and finding the allegations. Getting drunk every week and it's a barbecue. Children venture, exposed to multiply. understanding of the children died. And they asked the Lord. And the Lord said, man means nothing. He means less to me. The lowliest cactus flower, the humblest yucca tree, he chases around in his desert. He thinks that's where I'll be. That's why I love mankind. I record in horror, but the boundless of water in the filth and the misery. How we laugh up here in heaven, the prayers you offer me. That's why I love mankind. Christians and the Jews, the Adam and the Jamboree, the Buddhists and the Sindhi, the Buddhists and the Hindus. With our satellite TV, picked the four greatest priests. They began to speak. They said, Lord, plague is on the world. Lord, no man is free. The temples that we built you tumbled into the sea. Lord, if you won't take care of them, won't you please be with us people? And the Lord said, burn down your sin, how blind you must be. I take from you your children and you say, how blessed are we. Y'all really must be crazy. Put your faith in me. That's why I love mankind. You really need me. That's why I love mankind.
Jolly Copper.
on parade. Sail away. there's a monkey in a monkey tree. Y'all gonna be an American. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong key. Something in your eyes makes me want to lose myself. Makes me want to lose myself. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm home.